This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 235 in the series. In this session of the show, I share my conversation with Jack Lank, president of the United Regional Chamber of Commerce. We had this conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Jack's in the middle of a number of things, trying to help his business community as they navigate the restrictions and changing requirements of this pandemic. They have canceled their in-person meetings and are shifting as much as they can to virtual events and to the use of social media tools to help spread good information. We talk about the reach of the current United Regional Chamber and some of their initiatives, like the Facebook page to Rally Round the Restaurants, a virtual Alive After Five networking event, and a recharged young professional organization, YPO. YPO is something we'll likely hear more of. It's a business networking group for the 20, 30, 40-something crowd. This conversation runs about 22 minutes, so let's listen in with my conversation with Jack and see what we can do to help the businesses during this time. Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR.FM, here to have a conversation with Jack Lank from the United Regional Chamber of Commerce. Jack, good afternoon.
Hey, Steve. Good to see you. Thank you very much for doing this. Hope you and your family are healthy and staying safe.
Under the circumstances, yes, knock on wood, we are healthy. I've been getting my walk in on a daily basis. As I think you're aware, from a Franklin Matters reporting perspective, I do spend a lot of time reporting by walking around to kind of find out what's going on and sharing some photos and stuff. So I also decided on the walk today is, hey, my car needs a sticker. Let me see if I can at least schedule it, not knowing what the local mechanic's schedule is going to be. And he says, today's good. You want to bring it by? So it's like, okay. Absolutely. So I walked back home, drove down, continued my walk. He called and said it ready. I brought the second car down, you know, so I'm supporting some local business and getting my walk in and still have a few steps to do. So the people on the radio won't see it, but I'm still in my walking clothes.
That's all right. You're getting the exercise. And like you said, you're helping small business too. And we appreciate
which is
that.
Absolutely. It's needed, especially at this time. So, and that's one of the things that you're in your role. Why don't you, I think you got a statement to start with. Now we can get into a bunch of other things.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, in these challenging times, we want our members and the public to know that we're here to help in any way that we can. The hardest part of our chamber office is knowing and keeping up to date with the businesses that are open, the businesses that are closed, what services you're providing, you know, what type, what are your operating hours. And with the different directives given to us each day, we know this has been the most difficult for all of you as well. Thankfully, in today's age, social media has been a significant help for streamlining most of this in our communities. Although our office isn't sending out daily emails, we'll continue to share and post any updates for you on our social media platforms. And all you have to do is keep our office updated on your business information or ask us, you know, to share your posts. And because so many important meetings have been postponed or canceled, we understand it's difficult to communicate lately with your employees, your family members, your business leaders, etc. So we've done some research a little bit that can help stay in touch with all the right people. You know, a lot of you know some of these, but there's Skype for Business, there's Facebook Messenger, Zoom, as Steve and I are on today, that's been very, very successful, GoToMeeting or TeamViewer, Microsoft Teams, many, many ways that you can stay in touch. And especially with the Zoom, you can still see people face-to-face because, you know, with the pandemic going around, we've had to cancel all face-to-face meetings right. And get-togethers. So we're trying as best we can to stay in contact with everybody. And our main message is, you know, we want to make sure that you know we're still here. We are an essential business, according to the government. And if there's ways that you think we can help you, just reach out. Please do. You know, we've started a new Facebook page, which some of you will see through Franklin Matters. You know, the United Regionals rally around the restaurants. We're just trying to ask restaurant owners and the public to go post on our page, you know, post what restaurants and caterers and things are open, mm-hmm. What they're offering out, what their hours might be. You know, take a picture of the owners, take a picture of your favorite dish. But we just want everybody to know there's a lot of small businesses out there, especially the restaurants right now, that could really use your help. And remember, all those times that you reached out to those companies to support your sports teams, your charity events, well, it's time to pay back a little bit and reach out to them. If you can't go, if you can't get takeout, buy a gift card. You know, just try and help as much as you can.
Yep, absolutely. I concur with a number of those points. Certainly the social tools, and especially from your organization's perspective, being mindful about the communications, because clearly, as you've seen and we've all seen, the communications are just mounting all over the place. And it's more of a challenge just to try and sort out which ones do you need to pay attention to and which ones you don't. So, you know, that's always a challenge. So by being mindful of what the listeners and readers and users really want, you know, giving them what they need as opposed to everything, I think is good. Developing the portal, and I'll use that word deliberately, but the Facebook page for the Rally Around the Restaurants, I love the alliteration. And I like that portal place because now it's not the 14 or 100 restaurants there are. It's just one place to go and find them. And I've been doing a little bit of that as well, at least once a day, where, you know, restaurants reach out to me and say, hey, we've got coupons to do, you know, a drive pickup, drive-by pickup to go and things of that sort. And absolutely, I'll share that. I don't do ads per se, but something like this under these circumstances, you know, we're all in it. We've got to get by. So I'll do that.
And that's it. Just, you just said it. We are all in this together. I know everybody keeps hearing those words, but it's the truth. We are in it together, and, you know, we got to help each other if we can.
Correct. Now, I know you're based in Plainville, but your coverage, you cover a number of communities, not just Franklin.
Yeah, probably about 10 years ago, we merged three chambers. We merged the Attleboro Area Chamber, the North Attleboro Plainville Chamber, and at the time up in Franklin, it was called the United Chamber.
Right.
So we formed the United Regional Chamber because we cover most of the communities along 495 from Seekonk up into Millis and Medway, Medfield. And, you know, we try and help those businesses. We partner with some of the other chambers that we border with to try and help and give all the resources that we can. You know, as you said earlier, we're getting information from 62 different sources. One thing that I need to stress to folks, verify your information.
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you get it from a legitimate source. I can say that probably 95% of the stuff that we put out are verified. You know, you can look it on our website or our Facebook page. But some false information has been put out there. And, you know, it's put a couple of people in bad positions. I'll give you just a quick example. It was a state rep that put it out mistakenly, said that restaurants can serve alcohol in sealed containers. Well, as of yesterday, that hadn't been approved yet.
Oh.
But some of the restaurants had started to do that.
Sure.
And, you know, being against the law, that puts their licensing in jeopardy.
Yep.
So, you know, I was speaking to Senator Paul Feeney yesterday, and he said it just hadn't been approved yet.
Right.
It might be by day's end, and we hope that's the case. But just be careful, folks. You know, one, it's kind of a chuckle, I guess. Somebody put out, they used the Governor Baker's picture of him doing a press conference and said, Governor Baker has declared all liquor stores closed.
Oh.
Well, there was mass panic.
Of course.
You know?
What changed?
And that was fake news. It was fake news. That's why you've got to verify.
Yeah, I saw somebody locally do that, and I was really disturbed. One, because I considered that person a trusted source. So, you know, it was like, once I realized it was fake, it was like, why did you do that? There's just no need. It's hard enough, and we'll share in terms of the federal story, in terms of the pandemic relief. Clearly, there was a whole host of developmental changes as it worked its way through the White House and the Senate. And then once the Senate finally approved, it still had to get approved by the House. Once the House approved, then it still had to get approved by the President and signed. now the Treasury and IRS still need to do their thing. So, you know, I stayed away other than, you know, it's coming. I got the IRS press release, and that's what I shared today. So that has that trusted source of info as to what's going to happen and when. And effectively, we don't have to do anything based upon our 2018 or 19 tax return. If they've got our electronic info, the money will appear. And there'll be additional communications before that happens anyway. So,
well, one thing, it might have changed a little bit, and unfortunately, it's such a fluid situation that it changes at least day to day. I got a call from Congressman Kennedy's office just a little while ago, and you know, the final stuff hasn't been all approved yet, so it's not available yet.
Of course.
And you know, the Massachusetts state of Massachusetts doesn't have the platform to handle all of this.
Right.
So again, like you stressed, make sure you verify your information, because right now the unemployment system is just overwhelmed. And
sure.
You know, I get many emails saying, gee, I put my application in on Sunday. They said it'd be a day or two, and this is Wednesday, and I haven't heard anything.
Right.
Well, folks, unfortunately, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, a couple of 100,000 others out there in the same position. And it's just overwhelmed the system that's in place.
Yep. Yeah, no, the state, as we both know, has been a lean, mean machine. And it was certainly not staffed for something like this, you know, out of the blue to generate that kind of volume. So I sympathize with the folks that are there trying to handle the calls, and they are doing some town halls, which hopefully, at least for those who have the wherewithal to connect and do the town hall virtually, that at least can give them that information that they need to, as to what their status is, how to apply, things of that sort. But yeah, these are tough times. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, we've got a couple of, you know, town hall meetings and informational speakers coming up. You know, for instance, and we'll get into this in a little while, but next Tuesday we have the U.S. Chamber going to give us we have a speaker coming on talking about, you know, all the resources that are out there for small business.
Right.
One day next week we're going to have Congressman Kennedy do a town hall meeting. That's who I was just on the phone with Lisa just a little while ago.
Sure.
And we're just, again, trying to be an information source. Do we have all the answers? Absolutely not.
No,
because they change on a regular basis, but we're trying and hoping everybody else. And you know, one small thing is, folks, you got to back off a little bit on the negativity. You know, it's very difficult for everybody in these times, but to put out these negative comments and really nasty insults, if that's what we want to call them, that's not really helping anybody.
No.
So let's chill out a little bit, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the civil discourse certainly needs to come to a better level. It has been rather uncivil in many cases. So, yeah, I second your point there. In terms of some of the services, and we can get into a schedule. We don't necessarily go into date and times because we want to have this podcast radio show kind of be green. We'll refer to your page that has the updated schedules. Your Facebook account would have the updated schedules, but you are doing virtual events. And another one I think is coming up, and you'll probably do more because it sounds like we're going to be in this for a bit, but you've got an Alive After Five coming.
Yeah. Tomorrow night from 5 to 7, you can jump on the Zoom meeting. It'll be our biggest communication tool right now is Facebook and social media.
Sure.
We don't have the talent nor the staff to keep updating the website every day. So we've basically stuck with our social media between Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We're putting out probably 2-3 times a day with information as we get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can look on our Facebook page tomorrow, and it'll give you the link to the Zoom message or the Zoom meeting, excuse me.
Sure.
And, you know, we have our regular networking groups that have been meeting Zoom. You know, we've had two of our members partner. We hooked them up. Rob Peters Entertainment out of Franklin and Aviva Trattoria. They're doing a trivia at 4:30 this afternoon, and you can win gift cards to Aviva Trattoria. And then they're doing another one Thursday night after our Alive After Five.
Okay.
Just to have a little fun.
Sure.
And
we need a little fun in this as well.
Absolutely. We have to.
Yeah.
Yep. But some of the other meetings, you know, unfortunately, we've had to cancel one of our most favorite events, the Spotlight on Education Breakfast that Steve, sure, and you've been to numerous times, where we celebrate the top 10 high school seniors in all of the 13 high schools, yep, that we service. It's a tough time for high school seniors.
It is. Never mind high school seniors, just college seniors,
too. Yes. You know, we deal with the colleges, and you know, unfortunately, they had to send the kids home, and there are some students, because we got a call, if we had any resources, that they couldn't go home. You know, they're from those countries that, sure, that have, you know, such. So we were asked, you know, is there any resources out there? Is there any folks that you know that might take in a student?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we did the best we could yep, with the colleges that we deal with. Again, they're going to miss out. The seniors are going to miss out on so much stuff. And our breakfast was one of our favorite things. We usually get 400 people at that in the morning.
Right.
And that's just an unfortunate thing of the times.
It is. It is. And one of the other groups, I think, the Young Professional Organization, that had been around for a bit, and then I think it had dropped off at least my radar, but I think it's coming back. I've seen some notifications around that.
Yeah, we had it. We started it back in 2010. It ran for probably 6 years. And then for one reason or another, we kind of put it in hibernation. But within the past 4 or 5 months, we have a new team and very enthusiastic. We've had a couple of YPO events that have just turned out to be spectacular.
Good.
And, you know, as Steve and I discussed a little while ago, since we're getting a little long in the tooth, we got to bring the young folks in. And they have ideas, and they do things a little differently than I have done over the years. And it's refreshing to see them get involved, because they're the leaders of our companies in years to come.
Absolutely. And
this has just given them another opportunity to get together, meet like-minded professionals of the same age. And there's been an awful lot of activity so far. So if anybody's interested in that, you can check out our Young Professionals page. Be glad to introduce you to the team. It's their board of directors that is really pushing this forward. And if you'd ever want to have a one-on-one talk with any one of those, they'd be glad to do that and tell you a little bit more about, you know, what they're up to. And,
sure. Yeah, I think for a future session here, that would be a good idea, because clearly Franklin, as you know, 35,000, there's some number in that demographic. And if that's an untapped opportunity. And from my own wisdom, networking is something you need to do kind of like gardening. You've got to tend to it on a daily basis. You can't turn to it just when you need it, because then it's too late.
That's right. That's right. You know, what was the old book from Tracy? Dig your well before you're thirsty. Well, that's kind of like networking. You know, mm-hmm, it's all about relationships.
And, absolutely.
You know, you're not going to build a relationship by meeting somebody, you know, and shaking their hand once. There's got to be more interaction. You got to get a little personal with some folks, and that's what's going to build our communities back after this crazy time.
Absolutely. Yeah. For sure. Crazy time indeed. I think we've covered a couple of pieces that at least were on my top list. I want to be mindful of your time and agendas as well. Anything else to add to this?
Well, again, I'd just like, you know, people to take a look at a couple of our social media pages, especially that rally around the restaurants. Mm-hmm. We've only got, I think, one from up in the Franklin area right now. So we'd sure like to share their information. And it's for non-members as well as members. We're trying to help everybody right now.
It's open to posting, period.
Open to posting, open for the public. You know, if you've gone and had great service, or you've had a fabulous meal and you want to take a quick snapshot, put it up there and give a positive review of the restaurants. One thing I'll just say up front, and you'll see it on the page, any negative comments will be taken down immediately.
Right.
Okay, well, we're not here to review restaurants. We're not here to review. We're just trying to help everybody. And I've got a couple people watching it. So any negativity will be taken down. And if it's more than one from the same individual, unfortunately, we'll have to block you from the page.
Right. And I think to reinforce, Chloe, if there is a situation and it may be negative, deal with the people directly. Don't deal with it in a public forum. That's exactly the best way to go.
Exactly. We just had a very unfortunate incident where somebody went into a local little store and saw toilet paper, of all things that are in short demand right now. But and they came out and they put this social media post out, how dare they sell them at $1.99 a roll, and it's, you know, not wrapped up and blah, blah, blah. Well, somebody else who went in, a gentleman by the name of Nick Lavoie, who does an awful lot down in the Attleboro area, he went in to find out that the store had run out of toilet paper from their suppliers, but the boss had bought a case of 30 rolls. So they just split the case. They left 15 for the staff, and they put 15 out on the shelf to help the public
who
kept coming in requesting.
Yeah.
And within 2 hours, you know, it was, let's burn them at the stake.
Right.
You know, and then when Nick went in and finally changed and told the true story, it did turn around. So,
of course,
please be a little careful.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more to any particular story. Even in some cases, it's more than just two sides to the story as well. So get into the nuances, get into the details, validate, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And for those certainly listening, check out the show notes on franklinmatters.org. We'll include the links. So if you can't remember, certainly you can actually, I think even United Regional Chamber is fairly searchable on the web. But then in with Facebook, United Regional Chamber, and then your Rally for Restaurants should be a link there. That'll also be a link in the Franklin Matters stuff as well. So,
yes. Steve, I really want to thank you for doing this. You know, you provide a great service to the folks in the Franklin area. I don't know how you have the patience sometimes to sit all through those town meetings and all the other stuff. I would jump out the window. but you're a better man than I, Steve Sherlock.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've developed some patience along the way and some thick skins, but, you know, I just did a reporting and I just share the facts and let people make their decisions. You know, it's not about me. People may want to know what I know. I'll tell them that, but I won't tell them which way I'm leaning because it's not about me. It's Franklin Matters. That's what it is. So,
sure.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to do this again, hopefully in better times, but if needed, you know, certainly again, in the short term to continue to share info as we navigate this new world.
And we'll be here. If there's anything you could do, you think we can do to help, please reach out. And everybody listen to this podcast and the radio station, please be safe. Be safe and healthy with your family.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Be safe, be social, at a distance. My new tagline.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends or neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008. In used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.